Well, good morning, folks. This is Jim the Keys Bartender with the Keys Bartender Podcast, a podcast ostensibly about bartending and life in the Keys. Well, I imagine, you know, springtime's rolling around for almost everyone, but it's a beautiful day here. In front of my house, we have a, and outside the kitchen window, we have two bird feeders, and pretty much the birds we get a couple pigeons, we get blue jays, cardinals, some small, my wife calls them Cuban birds, and woodpeckers. And every so often, some cowbirds come around, but they pretty much don't feed at the bird feeder. And that's the time when we go, you know, when we get ready for work and you see the birds there, that's an opportunity for me just to check out, just look at the birds, see what they're doing. And they're just there. You know, it's funny, the woodpecker doesn't do like woody woodpecker sounds. It's more like a chick, 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 like that. Instead of I don't hear that. That, if you ever seen the Woody Woodpecker cartoon, but they're just there, I guess, chirping away. What kind of chirp they're doing, more like, even like a car chirp when you hit your lock. But that part of the day, that's just pure bird. That's all you're looking at. Nothing else. And it's nice to do that because I'm not even looking at the bird. I see the birds. I may judge a bird as pretty, but all the birds are pretty. You get to fly and all that. So, even the pigeons. I don't look at them any differently. The pigeons have light, nice down feathers, and the cardinals and the blue jay and every so often any of the other birds that come around. But when I go into work, this is where I wanted to, like the rest of the day, whether I get in my car and go to driving or go to the supermarket, I have this narrative that I play in my head, like what I expect to happen when I go into work. And the same thing happens at every place I go, but I'm just going to talk about bartending for the moment. So I go there, I have an expectation how the day goes, and it happens at every job I've been at, every job I've been at, because it is really not my time, is it? When you're going to work, it's really not your time. You're being paid. It's their time. And I think that's where the problem begins with me, is thinking that way. Thinking about it's their time, not my time. And it is pretty much because I have a job to do. Their time, you know, I have to accomplish that. But how I accomplish it, and in what mindset, that's my decision. And a lot of times it's because I go in, I have these preconceived notions when I go into work, what to expect. What to expect? What do I have to do? What hurdles I have to get over, get ready to get, take care of a crowd or not a crowd? Or passing judgment on the, you know, over everything. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's not a beautiful day. It's this, that. And instead of just doing it, going out and experiencing it like I am when I'm looking at the birds. Just doing it. And it's, I get that way sometimes when I'm working out. I just go and do it. I don't judge that it hurts. My muscles are sore. My joints are aching. I just do it. It's exercise. So I can do that for work and just experience it without judgment. Whether who comes up, they're a nice person, that not so nice person, this fun person's fun to talk to, this person's kind of taciturn, meaning they're just a matter of fact. Some people are kind of excited. What are they excited about? Blah, 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 this, that. That's the internal monologue that's running in my head. Oh, these girls are coming in. They must be here for spring break, or they're here for, you know, the part of a wedding party. Oh, here's a family. And today I'm not going to be talking about people. I'm going to be talking about what I think when I see them. And it really doesn't matter what I think, does it? I think it gets in the way of my day. Meaning, I'm going to be there for, let's say yesterday I was there for 8 hours, and I start getting frustrated. Let's say at the end of the night, when we're using closing out our new POS system, and we got to print out four reports, about four reports, in order to reconcile the registers and do the drop, and then do the tips. And for some reason, I got in my head that this is exorbitant. The amount of effort that's going into this, the amount of information you have to process or look into. Yeah, look through. And I just got it into my head that I had to do that. And when maybe the our tablets that we use aren't working the way I would like them to, or to process, just to close out some. And that there's steps to do. There's steps to do when you have to close out at the end of the night. And if I get frustrated, I think, well, this isn't the way it should be. There's got to be a more elegant way. There has been ele more elegant ways to do it. This is what I'm telling myself. And I convince myself, I put myself into a tizzy and say, boy, it's 2024. And it's a much more difficult process. This is what I'm telling myself. It appears to be a much more difficult process than handwritten. And all this technology was supposed to make life easier. It's as if you had to do 3 hours of preparation in order to microwave something for 10 minutes. And that's what I'm telling myself. And I work my way up and said, it's just getting worse and worse. And even right now, I'm thinking about a movie called Brazil. It's not about Brazil, believe it or not. It takes place in a futuristic Britain where technology is kind of Rube Goldberg-esque, meaning it's convoluted. It doesn't work correctly. And I get wrapped up in that and it ruins my night. It ruins my night. And all I have to do is to find out what's the root of the problem would be to stop what I'm doing and walk in the bathroom and look in the mirror. Because the root of the problem is me. Because I'm judging. And judgment on the job. Whether it's a good day, bad day, I feel good, I feel bad. I feel as if it's going to be a lot of work or not enough work. I'm not going to make money. I'm going to make a lot of money. These are nice people. These are not so nice people. This place is trashed. This place is neat. It doesn't really matter. I'm there for 8 hours. And how I choose to spend it there and how I choose to be while I'm there, that is my decision. That is my decision. And I just have to like right size myself. And every so often it comes to a head, my thoughts. And then I realize, well, this can't happen anymore. I got to reassess what I'm doing. And you say, hey, I'm not going to go down that road. I'm not going to start thinking this way. When I have to deal with something, I'm not going to deal. I'm emperor is wearing no clothes kind of guy, meaning telling people, say, well, can't you see? This isn't how it's supposed to be. This isn't correct. This isn't the thing you want to do. And trying to convince people of my view instead of just going ahead and doing it. It's not a life-changing event. I'm not writing any social injustice or civil rights. It's a job, Jim. And once I think of that, even just saying it, I feel better. I feel a lot better. I got to right size my job, meaning when I'm there, I got to do my job. And save that energy for this, the podcast, and for things I can actually be constructive with. I can be constructive. I'm saying I can be constructive at my job. But my job is not to criticize. My job is to perform. And I do a disservice to myself, to my coworkers, and to the people I serve when I get in deeper than that. And just go with it. I have the requisite skills to perform the job. I have the energy. So just go and do it. And that's something I started becoming kind of cognizant of last night when I was driving home. I said, boy, it comes to a head every so often. But I think that's a growth area for me. I really think it's a growth area. And that's how I learn and see things. They come through a head and I say, well, you know what? I'm not that way. I have gotten that way before. But that's not the way it has to be. You know, being 60 years old doesn't mean you can't teach. I can teach this old dog a new trick, and that new trick will be take everything with a little perspective. My father used to say that to me all the time. He was really good at putting things in line because he said, Jim, you really take things a little serious, too serious sometimes. I blow things out of proportion. And a lot of that has to do with the process for me. And I know it sounds new agey, but judgment. Try it sometimes when you're driving down the road, when you're stuck in a traffic jam. And make sure you have something to lean on, like not just thinking, getting into your head, but playing some music, listening to a podcast, not texting. I'm not saying text or anything. Just have something prepared and just say, well, I'm just here. I'm here now. There's nothing I can do about it. And I'm going to make the best out of it. I know that when it gets really busy at work and my head's down and I'm cranking out drinks and a smile, and I say, hey, listen, I thank you for your patience. Appreciate trying my best right here to get everyone's done. And I'm not skipping over you, but it seems like you need a little time to decide to make a decision on what beers you want to have or what food you have. Just stand off to the side. When you're ready, I'm going to come right back to you afterwards, if you don't mind waiting an extra minute. Instead of, you know, because if I spend 3 minutes while you're deciding, I could take care of two other people. Not that they're better than you or anything like that. They've just been here before and they know exactly what they want. So I don't have to insult anybody. And then I thank you and I say, I really appreciate you being patient. Thanks a lot. I just want to take care of as many people as I can. And do it with a smile. I work with people that can do that. I work with people that, and there's some of us that get too much into our heads. And you don't have to be all the way into your head. You can't just work outside your head all the time, right? Unless you're like in combat and you're just like swinging an axe around, right? That's all you're doing. But when you're in your head, sometimes you lose the moment. You can have those magical moments when you're at work, or you can have less traumatic experiences and not get all stressed out. And that's what I'm choosing to do from now on. I know it sounds like crazy. What right do you have of telling other people how to work when you can't even manage your own way? Well, you know, self-reflection is important. We got to improve those areas in ourselves that need to be improved. We have to, or we could just lay there and be stagnant. Okay, well, this is the first half of the show. I will be back in a moment. Hello, I am back. Well, I noticed the beginning of the podcast, you used the word ostensibly because I didn't know what word to use, other word to use, but that's the way it is. That's where people say, hey, listen, sometimes he just pauses and he doesn't know what he's saying. Well, no, actually, I thought about what I was saying, going to say today. And I realized the most important thing in life is the experiences you have and not necessarily the pictures. You ever, everyone has, well, I'm sure if you've noticed that if you're somewhat aware of the things going along around you, that if you go to a concert, you go to an event, anything where there's a group of people, a large group of people, you'll notice people with their phones out and they're recording, and comedians make fun of this all the time. They're recording the thing that's happening in front of them so they can make a memory of it. But what's not happening at that time, a lot, unless you're really good at recording, you're able just to record and just leave it there. And some people do that. That's a great way of doing it. I think that's pretty, setting up the camera and just saying, hey, listen, I'm just going to record that and I'm going to go and live my life and experience the event. But unfortunately, a lot of people, when they're using the phone, they're using it, they're looking at the phone, they're looking at the picture, they're zooming in, doing all these things, making sure the sound's right, making comments. I've been guilty of this many a times and missing the full experience of what's going on. And you might say, hey, Jim, I'm experiencing it. I'm experiencing it while I'm filming it. Well, you're not doing it. Whenever you're not giving someone your full attention, you ever have that conversation? You're not getting someone your full attention. You think about your shopping list or the things you have to do later on the night or how you really don't want to be talking to that person at this time. You're not really giving that person your full attention. So you're not having the full experiential experience. Is that redundant? Experiential experience. It probably is redundant. But we go through lives when we wake up in the morning. For most of us, we have things we want to accomplish in the day. Even the people that you see that don't have anything going on. Right? I mean, most people, I have to say most people because I can't live in other people's heads. Most people have things they want to accomplish. Even some people, you don't think they have anything to accomplish. If you see a homeless person and you think, well, they're just drinking all day, and they might be drinking, they very well could be drinking all day, but they may want to, their idea of an accomplishment is making sure they have enough booze that they can drink all day. I'm not saying that's constructive or not constructive because I'm talking about not non-judgment, non-judge being non-judgmental. That's your goal for the day. For instance, my goal yesterday when I woke up, I had to get up. I don't consider it a task, but I, tell my wife I love her and my daughter, make sure I say hello to her, make some coffee maybe. I don't know if I made the coffee yesterday, but then drink some coffee, eat a light breakfast, and then get ready to go to the gym early so I can work out and then teach my spin class. Later on, I wanted to make sure get some ideas and do my podcast, which is for me, obviously, just because you have goals and things you want to accomplish, it doesn't mean this isn't goals for yourself. I'm not judging whether it's a selfish goal or a goal that is meant to improve the well-being of your family or group around you. But I wanted to do the podcast, and then I needed to get my taxes together and make an appointment. And then I wanted to spend some time doing some travel agency training because it's something I'm looking and doing to add, something else to the mix. And then I needed to set aside some time to give myself enough time to get into work. Now, As I said yesterday, I mean, I said earlier in the show, yesterday, I missed the goal of having a good time at work and doing my job well because I got frustrated at the end of the night. So I maybe have to reevaluate that, but I gave myself extra time to go into work. I gave myself extra time, even though I gave myself extra time, it looked like, well, I was following the Google Maps or the IMAPs or Apple, the Apple application. It looked like I might be cutting it close, and then it turned out I was early, about 10, 15 minutes early. And I realized now, in particular, that if I give my giving myself an extra half hour adds so greatly to my life. And they say, well, you're kind of wasting, you're giving up a half hour of your time in order to get to work on time. Yes, but when I don't give myself that extra half hour or 45 minutes, I get all angst-ridden and worry about getting it. And then I start flipping out when there's a perceived idea that the people in front of me are driving like fucking assholes, when they're really not. It's just the group dynamics of driving down the road. When someone hits a brake, everyone hits a brake, and it causes a slowdown, a chain reaction, a slowdown, and everything slows down. And traffic, if every, it is possible to have the amount of traffic we had on the road yesterday and travel 35 miles an hour. The average speed is 50 miles an or a little below 50 if you consider it's 45 and 50, the different speed limits. So it's easy, but what it's actually doing is then you end up going 10 miles an hour because everyone's stopping and having to accelerate at the same time. And if you give yourself enough distance, you're not tailgating someone, they have time to turn off, and you don't have to slam on your brakes because you're so close to them. So that I know I spent a little extra time talking about that. Doing that little thing added to my enjoyment of accomplishing the things I needed to accomplish today. I mean that day. But I did really lose that. Lose the day by not taking into consideration that I didn't get my head ready. I didn't get my head. I had my head ready for everything else. Teaching my spin class, I got motivated by that. Working out, saying hello to my friends there, doing the podcast, and all those things. And then I dropped the ball. I dropped the ball when I, towards the end of the night, when I just forgot about experience from what I wanted to experience. I don't need to make things more difficult, do I? Neither, I mean, obviously, I hope you don't. There was a little study done, and I don't know how exact it is, but is a possibility that there's a large percentage of people do not have an internal monologue. And people that have internal monologue may look on them and say, hey, listen, they're empty-headed individuals. I don't think that means they're empty-headed individuals. I think they don't have a voice in their head telling them something contrary to their goals. I think a lot of times your internal monologue will tell you some really horrible things about yourself, really horrible things about the people around you, really horrible things about the day you're having. I told you about this story a couple years ago. I heard this story. I don't know if it's an old Chinese story, but this farmer was living on land and he had one son, and it's a small farm. And 1 year, he has a really great crop come in. And all his neighbors came up to him and said, "Oh my gosh, you're so successful. It was a great year. What do you feel about that?" And he says, "It could be good. It could be bad. Who knows?" Right? Same thing the next year. He has famine. He doesn't have anything. They go, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Your crop failed." And he goes, "Could be good. Could be bad. Who knows?" And it goes on. His son goes into the service. He gets drafted by the emperor's army, goes off, wins awards and medals. And they say, "You should be so proud of your son. He's performing well." He said, "Could be bad, could be good. Who knows?" And it goes on. So this gentleman, it goes on with that. I don't want to be a downer to you, but this guy in the story wasn't really judging the things that happened to him. It was just life. Just life. And you might say, "Well, he's not taking joy in anything." Yeah, but he's not living in misery either. He's not living in misery either. And when we do judge, it's, "Oh, well, I'm doing really well right now. I'm doing really great this year. The economy's going great. I got a lot of business. Receipts are up at my business. My bottom line, it's great. Family's healthy. I'm healthy. I got lots of friends." And then the next year, economy's not so good. Friends aren't, you don't have a lot of friends around here. Your family's not doing well. And then you could just view it and say, "Life is horrible. Life is horrible." Well, it's not. It's just life. Just life. And if I think there's a modicum of wisdom we can take from that. Not the part where we don't take joy in things, but we don't focus on the misery that comes about. If it is misery at all, because Shakespeare said, "There is nothing good or bad in this world, lest thinking make it so." And I think Oscar Wilde says, "We're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking up at the stars." So that wallowing in misery, and yeah, there is misery out there, and there's a lot of people out there that can some. I mean, you could point to a lot of people. "Well, Jim, how can you talk about this? How about all the stuff going on in Gaza and the famines in different parts of the world?" Right? Or political unrest in Haiti. It's horrible, horrible stuff. Yeah, but if you're listening to the podcast today, you're not really going through that, are you? So you can pay attention to the things, horrible things that go on here, but don't pay an inordinate amount of attention. It's good to be aware. It's good to help when you can, if you can, but it's also good to be able to experience what joy you can in life without manufacturing misery. And you say, "Well, I'm not manufacturing, it's out there." And I said, "Yeah, but you don't have to take it on. You don't have to take on other people's misery." I've been there before, where so many people can be unhappy around you, and you feel it's a duty for you to feel unhappy. You can show condolences and concern and care without feeling horrible. It's sometimes for people that are unpracticed at it, it almost seems like an impossible task. But yes, you can show commiseration, but you don't have to wallow in someone else's sorrow or distress. And I'll take one more thing from Shakespeare. In the play Henry V, Sir John Falstaff, the kind of the friend of Henry V, who was his he was a king of debauchery when before Henry became the king. He was a prince and he used to pal around and drink with Sir John and his cohorts. And after Prince Henry ascends to the throne, John Falstaff dies. He dies of some kind of fever or flu or something like that. And the compatriots are still left behind. They used to hang out with King Henry, that no longer. One of them says, I think his name's Pistol. His name's Pistol. And Pistol says, Sir John is dead, but we're alive. Okay? But we're alive. And he just said, you don't have to act dead. You know, you don't have to be in misery because we are alive. And we should think about those things. We are alive today. There are horrible things going on. Yes, there are horrible things, but there are also good things. So, and there's a lot of them. And you can experience that day, the day and the joy and the satisfaction without being miserable. And not manufacturing. This is Jim the Keys Bartender. I'll be back on another day. Bye.